There we go.
We were.
Damn, she hit it at the same time.
Huh? Yeah, I
multitask. Amazing.
I know where the button is now.
Well, can you tell
she
me?
She found it.
Can you tell me where it's at? I'm still looking for it. Why do they put it in such a spot nobody can find it? Why, Lord? Why? It would have been so much easier.
You gotta work for it.
I know, but
work for it.
But I mean, we know what to do for ourselves. Well, why do you guys have to make it so hard for us to do it for you?
We ain't no dolphin.
No, I know, but still, I mean, with all the damn blowholes you guys have, you would think they would put it in an easier spot to find. And why do they call it a G thing?
A G spot?
Yeah.
A G thing?
A G thing.
Ain't nothing but a G thing.
Is that because of the scientist or whoever discovered it? I don't know, or found it or whatever?
Could you imagine being the first person that found it? Like the first man?
But there was a movie about that. It was something. Really? It was something about he was, it was actually, he was a kind of like a gynecologist type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And he was, you know, checking the women out, you know, testing them or whatever. And apparently his fingers found the spot and a lot of women kept coming back to him more and more. And so he found the G-spot, I guess. So, and it was by accident.
Wow, I never knew that.
The G-spot is named after German gynecologist Ernest Grafenberg.
I'm not so stupid.
I never said you were.
Who first described the area of the female anatomy associated with intense sexual pleasure that is now commonly referred to as the G-spot. G standing for Grafenberg.
See, I knew it was somebody with long fingers.
I'm like, find my Grafenberg. Find my Grafenberg.
So sexy.
But he didn't draw a map to find it, though. That's the problem. He didn't have GPS in those days, huh?
Well, why would you give away your secret?
I know. That's why he had all the ladies coming back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that was...
Literally coming back.
They were coming back to him. And it was funny because they were all ages, so they didn't care.
Could you imagine? I'm like, giggles. I have the greatest gynecologist.
Yeah, but seriously, do you think that goes on today?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, without, they're supposed to use, what do you call that thing that they stick in there to open up everything? You guys should know that. I mean, what's it called? The thing that opens up. Looks like
is
a
it
beak.
That?
Well, either way, but you know what I'm talking about with a beak.
I know exactly what
we're terrible women.
But either way, but can you imagine, you know, if they don't use that and they're just down there, but they're supposed to have a nurse with them all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
But I'm sure a lot of them get away with murder, though. Jeez.
I will not go to a male one.
Why not? If I was
Wait a minute, the G-spot's on the back?
No, that's for the gay people.
I love that she just went down this rabbit hole.
It's not in the back, it's in the front.
Okay, then I looked at the wrong diagram.
Oh my God, jeez. You being a female,
that's why I was confused.
No, it's...
Girl, no wonder he never hit it. We were giving wrong directions again.
Your pickle went down the wrong wrong alley.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's... Nope, that's the wrong thing. My search history, I swear.
I would love just to go through it one day.
But, yes.
I'm trying to figure out why I typed in G-spot and a penis is here.
Well, mine does bend to the left.
Can we write down or take pictures, snapshots of your history so we can post it so people can see?
Yeah, you're our Google expert here. That's all I know.
She's our researcher.
Within the last 2 days, yeah.
From now on, during the show, I want you to wear a white lab coat. And then when you talk about animals, bring on your tan suit like the...
Oh, like our zoologist suit?
Oh, yes, your zoo suit.
Okay. Your zoo suit? You have a zoo suit.
You got a zoo suit?
See, now I'm looking at my history.
Oh, God. I don't even know my... I got to destroy this phone after I die. That's all I know. I don't want nobody going back to dig up what I've been looking at.
Well, who
can
are
you
we?
Do that for me?
Yes,
put
100%.
It in writing. Just
give me your code. I'll take care of it.
Tell my daughter, say, hey, take whatever pictures you want because I have
Don't look at anything else.
I got to destroy this phone. Smash it with a hammer, whatever you have to do. I don't care.
But you were saying you were going to do something else with your phone.
No. Who was talking about using? No, you were saying that you wanted to call my phone or something.
Oh yeah, yes. I want him to have his phone with him in the casket,
and
so I can call it during the mass.
Oh my gosh. Please have a funny ringtone.
And then my daughter has a picture of me hanging out. Well, me and my wife's pictures. There's one that I'm doing this, looking down. That's the one that she wants to put by my casket. I'm looking down myself.
You're going to have the best funeral.
I try. I know. I still might do my eulogy.
I think you should.
I think you should. Since we got this,
yeah.
I think I just need to sit down. And I don't want to make it too long. Too boring, but yeah. But then again, I got to be careful because we don't know who might go first. That's a problem. I don't want to thank people for coming; they're gone. Right?
So. I can edit it. And put, okay. This was pre-recorded in case you were wondering.
Yeah, because I think I'd be. Who knows me better than me?
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. Why am I going to have a niece or somebody? Oh, Uncle Tony was this or blah 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 blah. No, they don't know me like I know myself. Yep. So,
and I like that you want to make it fun because it is a celebration of life.
Of course, it is. I mean, I don't want people crying anymore. I already cried all my life. I don't want people to remember me for the way I was, the way I am. Okay, Miss Giggles. You were Googling your G-spot over there, I know. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of How Could We Find Giggles' G-Spot? But that's okay. This is Papa Tony with Mishi and Giggles, the unfortunate one.
Hey. If you guys have any instructions that you'd like to send us on how to find Giggles' G-Spot,
yes.
Greatly appreciate it.
Because we can't find it on Google, so it's somewhere else.
Apparently, hers is located in the back.
Yes. Well, you do have a nice back, though. I say that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I can agree.
How do you know?
Well, you have a nice back.
Thanks.
You fill out those pants nice. That booty wasn't just developed overnight, I'll tell you.
Oh, no.
It takes work at it. I mean, I lost mine.
Mine never came.
Yours never developed.
Yeah, I'm still waiting.
I can donate some.
I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll spread it around.
Do some squats.
There you go.
Oh, you can have some of this.
I'll take it. Whatever you want to give, I'll take.
I could give you mine. You're still more than yours.
True story, everybody. True story.
Why God gave me man boobs, I don't know.
That's what I always told your daughter. Good thing you take after your dad.
My mama's got nice ones. Mama's got nice ones. So she's got mama's teeth. She's got mama's boobs.
Yeah.
And thank God she's got daddy's sense of humor.
And in case anybody's wondering, Giggles is not his daughter. We would not allow him.
No.
And he would never talk to his daughter the way he talked. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no. I got that last week.
I know.
I even texted her to see if it was, if it was her. And I was like, no. I was like, why would you dad would talk like that to her? That's fucking
weird. We don't want no family members on our show because...
We won't be ourselves.
Yes.
They judge us. That's why.
They already judge us without us being us.
My sister doesn't judge me.
No.
She.
But your other ones would.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Your sister is one of us. That's why. Yes.
Yeah. So you got one sibling that's like us, and the other two, who they want to.
No, they'd be like, what are you doing?
I think I would be able to, I would be fine with my brother. But anybody else, I wouldn't. In the family.
Yeah.
Well, it's like we told
you. And my mom.
Yeah. The show is not for everybody.
No.
It's for the people who think like us, and that's it. I mean, so don't judge us.
We can laugh.
Yeah.
That's all we want.
I mean, that's all we ask for. We don't ask for much. Money and laughter, that's all. That's our
money and laughter. Yeah.
I would gladly take money as well.
If you want to be the one to find Giggles' G spot, reach out. It's only $10. $10.
$10.
I was gonna say $10.
Stop quacking off.
Actually, you know what? I could probably get more money from selling 10 ducks than 10 bucks.
See?
So.
Yeah, I was looking out for you.
How am I only valued 10 bucks?
Well, I mean.
You know how many searches you're going to have?
No. Yeah, but 10 bucks per search, that adds up.
That's true. I mean, that's true.
See, you guys can make a killing. We talked about this in the past. You guys can sell things, take pics of this, take pics of that. You guys are a walking fortune, you know, and you guys, you know, take advantage of it while you're still young. Don't wait till they turn into tube socks and you have to roll them up to tuck them in your bra or anything like that, but take advantage of it. God, I would.
That's my only blessing. What? I don't think I'll have that
You'll never have that problem, yeah. But that's fine. You'll have those perky ones that the rest of your life, and that'll come in handy someday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there'll always be a lost kitten that needs a small nipple to suck on, and you're perfect.
It's me. In case anybody is looking.
If you have baby kittens, hey, you got the bottles.
If you got more than one kitten?
Yeah.
Well, that's she's me. Got two. Well, that's a litter. That ain't one more than one kitten. Shit. You could feed a whole bunch of pigs. What the hell are you talking about?
Pigs?
Well, you know how they are.
Never get full.
You just lay on your belly and on your side, and they all come running towards you.
Good grief.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor Giggles.
I know. She lost her G-spot. Now she's feeding pigs.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Lost my G-spot.
Well, you haven't found it yet. Yeah, yeah. Someday somebody will find it for you. When your eyes roll back. Okay.
Well, here's a question. Not the question I'm going to ask.
Okay.
Would you rather, this is not my rather question, but would you want to have it found to experience it at least one time and then never experience it again, or never have it found to begin with? Oh. Your G-spot.
Well, that's on you. Don't look at me. I don't have one.
Hold on. Okay.
I know what I would say.
Did that make sense?
I guess if I've never experienced it, then I wouldn't miss anything.
No, but the thing is, you would want it because you don't know what that experience would be. You would enjoy it.
The other one is perfectly fine, right?
No. I know.
I don't know if there's.
Yeah, but it might take you to a different level. That's what I'm saying. You might really say, hey. That's.
But then I get to never feel it again.
No, you will. It's not. You're not killing it.
Never again.
Oh, never feel it again.
Oh no.
So is it worth feeling it at least once?
Oh yeah.
And then never again, unless it's like right before I die.
Because it's like love. Like,
who the hell wants to find your GC when you're old?
So a puffer told me I found it.
Whose dentures are these in here? God damn it!
She's like, all I did was bend over. Because you know they say some people do yoga and they experience orgasms?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess I got to pick up yoga.
You know, those women.
I like that you were arguing to her G-spot. That was so funny. No, yes, you want to feel it. You want to.
Yes, because I want you to enjoy that experience. Exactly. I'm not going to speak. I guess it would be for any kid. When he first whacks off, he doesn't know what he's doing, but his friends talk about it and this and that. Boy, I'll tell you, that first time around, it's like, what the hell's going on here? And you get it out of the way. Yeah. You know what the hell to do after that, so shit. But there's always a first time for everything. So.
Well, it's like love. Would you want to experience love at least one time or not?
Oh, no. I would hope it wouldn't just be one time.
No, I know, but you know what I mean? It's one of those questions. It's like... Is it worth it?
Oh, the saying, it's better to have loved and lost than to never have loved.
Yeah. Mm. That's the fancy way of saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then if you're heartbroken, then you'll say, well, why did I go through that? Just, I don't know, that one.
But then at the same time, because then at least you did love, you experienced that love. And you can reach the end of your life and be like, at least I loved one time.
Well, that's true.
Instead of being lonely your whole life.
Yeah, that's true.
And the crazy cat lady.
Well, you like, how many cats you got now?
Oh, just four.
Four, yeah.
Just four. Just half a litter.
Yeah. That's right.
Listeners. One died. Three of them were a litter.
Listeners. One died already, huh?
I'm curious to what the listeners would say.
No, you had one with one eye that passed away, didn't
you? Oh, yeah, he did, yeah.
I'm curious to what the listeners would say. Would you choose to feel love just one time? Would you choose to just feel your G-spot one time? Let us know. I'm curious. I wonder what the people feel. You know what
me
I mean?
Me too. I want to know.
Yeah.
I don't mind feeling some people once in a while.
Yeah. That's your job.
That's what I'm here for.
I guess somebody here is volunteering to help people find G-spots.
Yep. He's just full of feeling.
Hey, I bred a lot of cows for many years, so.
He knows what he's doing.
That's all I stared at for many years. 37 years I stared at that stuff. So.
He's all say, ah. All right. Would you guys rather have Scrooge as your boss or Clark Griswold as your dad?
Oh,
I don't know who Clark Griswold is.
You know those
Christmas
movies?
Christmas Story. Yeah. From the...
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
The Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase from Saturday Night Live. He goofs
up everything. He can't hang lights right. He can't do anything right. He has a good heart and he has good intentions, but everything just goes wrong for this guy.
That's the story of my life.
Oh.
Pretty much. So you are Griswold.
I'm a Griswold in my family.
Oh, so, yeah.
So I can't do nothing right. So welcome to my life. Damn, Giggles.
Wow.
I told you, lay
somebody
off those
pent up
tacos yesterday. Shit. God, that was a loud one. Good thing you're halfway across the studio.
I'm gonna have to put sliders on that chair.
Sliders? I mean, to put a plug. What the hell are you talking about?
Plastic too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. So repeat it again. I looked him up.
Okay. Would you rather have Scrooge as your boss, or Clark Griswold as your dad?
Clark Griswold as my dad.
Why?
Because Scrooge as a boss would.
He's mean.
Right?
He's mean. Yeah, I'd rather have somebody to laugh at. You know he's going to fuck up, but he's trying. He's got a good heart.
I kind of already have Scrooge, I suppose.
She's like, she can say it. Nobody knows who she is.
I'll take Clark any day.
I feel like I would learn how to fix so much. Like, because he's always breaking things or things are always going out of control for him. So I feel like I would be able to,
fix things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a safe question. Yeah. We all like Clark.
Yeah. All right. We all agree.
She was like, put me down.
Yeah. She was like, this is not comfortable. Where's my mom?
Well, there's no room there. That's the problem.
Yeah. Come here.
There's plenty of room.
No, but between your double D's and minus A's over here. No, she's got something. There you go.
Okay.
A lot more room.
She was like, that was not the lap I wanted.
Yeah. She already knows how she sits on me, huh?
There you go again, moving the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. You guys ready for some port side quacks?
Yes. Bring on those quackers.
All right.
The quackers.
Question one. How do I deal with difficult or toxic family members during the holiday get-togethers? I invited the whole family over for the holidays, and now I'm not so sure it was the right thing to do. Olivia.
I think everybody has that situation in their families, unfortunately. Olivia, oh man. Well, it's once a year. You kind of do the best you can. Hopefully that crazy one doesn't ruin the party for everybody, but just social with everybody and, you know, do your thing and let them argue and stay out of it.
Yeah.
Is there a way to put assigned seating so people who don't get along don't sit next to each other?
I mean, you can't put everybody.
I feel like they avoid each other anyways.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to put it at the kids' table. No, I mean, every family's got that, unfortunately. We all do. And I guess you could do it two ways. Have two different parties, one day for the good side of the family, one day for the bad side of the family.
But we don't know if it's all one family.
Well, no, that's true. But I mean...
But then if they hear, too, that it was separate, they're going to get mad.
Yeah. And then that's double the work.
But the problem is... How many of them know, oh, so-and-so's coming? They're already pissed off knowing that somebody's... Well, no, that's it. So yeah. I'd rather keep them separate if possible because, I don't know, it's hard, especially the holidays. It's And that's the only time of the year you should be grateful for everything you have. And it only takes one bad apple to ruin it for everybody, unfortunately. But
well, I'm wondering if alcohol's a factor.
Oh, you know that. You
know like
that.
If they drink, then they become aggressive.
Yes.
If so, then maybe make it a dry holiday. And maybe if they don't drink, maybe they should drink so they feel a little happy and lovey.
Or take some time and, I mean, ask them, hey, can you just be on good behavior for
one day
for a few hours just so we could get along? And after that, you know, it could be what you want to be. Yeah. But
and
just ask them nicely. Ask them nicely. You know.
And if somebody's fuming, I don't know if there's a way to ask them to get up and go for a walk.
Yeah. Oh, no, it never, and especially, you know.
So hard.
Cool down. Yeah. Because, I was in a situation where it was like two people didn't get along very well, and it was a family dinner. At the end of it, I was like, okay, next time this person are sitting on opposite sides of the table because there's no way, like, they cannot hear the conversation that's going on over here because then they just...
Oh, they're jumping into each other's conversations?
Well, and comments are made by one that the other doesn't like. They're kind of like little digs in a way. So if they're far away...
And that usually is going to happen anyway, because if one brother doesn't like the other brother, whoever it may be, they're gonna stay away from each other. But unless, and like Mishi said, unless alcohol is involved and somebody opens their mouth, and there you go. You know, shit starts flying all over and you can't stop it. But and you're trying to be the peacemaker, unfortunately. But I hate confrontation with family members. I try to avoid it. I guess that's why I'm a Libra. I don't know. I just don't like confrontation.
Well, no, especially like holidays. It's like if it's somebody's special day, like for me, if somebody's hosting a holiday and I show up, that's their special day. You know how hard they worked?
Yes, yes.
You know, so I'm not going to go there and start drama.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just like
funerals. But some people don't care. It's always going to be about them, you know?
Exactly.
And maybe that's something that Olivia needs to understand is it has probably nothing to do with you or anybody else in the family.
But
it's
she's
just
in the middle. That's
how
the problem.
That person is just so selfish and the world revolves around them and nobody else. You know, it's something you either have to get used to or maybe it's time to be cut out.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but
you know, we don't talk politics on the show, and I'm not going to start. But I'm going to use, you know, this last election for just to say what I'm saying, and I'll leave it at that. How many people, because of this, are disowned family members because how they voted, and which is stupid, but they're using that, and you know, and I see their point to some point, but then again. You know.
Blood should be thicker than politics.
Yes, yes.
Well,
you know,
I feel like the love
thing.
Is gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People don't love each other they used to.
I mean, nobody's perfect in this world, especially us. Yeah. And just because I have a different choice or a different view, you have a different view, we're still friends. I'm not going to keep our views between our friendship. That's stupid.
No.
But then it's family members that's even more stupider.
Because
you
can't get rid of them.
No, you can't get rid of them. They're going to be, do I send them a Christmas card? Probably not, but there's still blood. That's the whole thing, you know. Mm. So sad. So sad. Oh, well.
Good luck, Olivia.
Yeah, Olivia.
So you know. I think that's a hard decision you're going to have
to make. If anything, Olivia.
You're going to invite them or not.
Yes, if anything, Olivia. Don't take my advice, but maybe you should be the one that's drinking and not put up with the other shit.
You know
also,
what?
You know,
that's actually a pretty good
chill
fucking
out
idea.
And let him argue about it and say, hey, fuck you guys, I don't care.
Try to find a way to make it a short get-together.
Yes.
I don't know if there's any way to, like, the shorter they're all together.
Exactly. The less time they're together, maybe that's a very good
frame.
Yes, yes. Hey, I got to, you know, this is a 2-hour luncheon or whatever, and I got to go, and that's it. And this
we have to go to
make
my
up
husband's
something.
House.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
That's
I don't know.
Very good, Giggles. I knew we hired you for a good reason.
Yeah,
thanks.
Between her drinking and your idea, that's pretty good.
Could you? That's like the best holiday advice ever. I think I might take that.
I'm sorry, I have another get together.
Yeah. Yes. Gotta go. So do you.
Dessert is served and we're gone.
Could you imagine if I just opened the door? I'm like, everybody out.
Oh, I wish.
I'd be
wish.
Like, drive around the block and come.
I know. In the old days, we used to say, hey, lock the door or shut the lights off and lock the door and you can go to bed. Hey, Carrie, I'm done. You guys, if you want to stay, stay. But those days are long gone. I don't want nobody in my house after I go to bed.
No.
Believe me.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, thank you. So.
All right. Moving on.
It's a wah-wah.
God. Are you gagging on something over there?
It was her G-spot trying to get out.
How old are you? That's an old G-spot.
She has an old soul.
I was going to say
that. What if like you found it, but you don't know that you found it?
You would know.
You would know. You would know. Those fingers are yours would know right away.
Yeah, the toes go. You start sweating.
Your eyes roll back. Your toes curl. You can grin from ear to ear.
Kind of like you are now.
Oh, okay.
Just make sure.
Maybe it's been found.
Just make sure you got plastic down because we don't know. You could be a squirter for all we know.
She's a gusher.
Yeah. So just, I don't want your mom to come in and find out, why is all the walls wet?
I had a guy ask me one time if I was a squirter.
Nothing wrong with that.
I hardly knew that man.
That's weird.
It's weird.
He was just precaution. He needed to know if he had to bring a raincoat. That's all.
Oh, okay.
He had no chance.
Goggles. that would be a surprise for a man. I mean, we don't know. Everybody's different, but you're busy, and all of a sudden,
water slide.
Yeah.
Hence the snorkel. Safety exactly. First, everybody's safety.
Goggles and a snorkel. Okay, dude.
All right.
Oh, man.
Hello, rocking on the porch. I've been in a relationship for close to 20 years, and my spouse and I have spent at least 16 of those years going to my in-laws' house for the holidays. I went to spend the holidays with my family, but they live a couple hours away. My husband complains that they live too far and is too tired from work to travel to see my family. He says it's just easier to spend the holidays with his family. I want to see and spend more time with my side of the family. What do I do? Holly.
Go by yourself.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. If he doesn't want to spend time with the in-laws, I had that situation to a certain point. My family lives all around me, and I make time to go both ways.
You heard it here first, ladies. Oscar, did you hear that, Oscar?
No, Oscar.
I heard his best friend's Peter.
Yeah, shut up. I didn't.
He's a nice Peter, right?
Shut up. Well, you're lucky I can't reach you to bitch slap you.
You try your own.
But it gives an excuse to get out of the other house to go see your family. But at least for me, my wife doesn't complain because she knows it's only fair. Hey, we make time for both families, and that's it. Do the best you can. It's once a year. Come on, it's not that hard. No. But if your husband doesn't want to go, like Giggle said, hey, take your time. Say you don't want to go. I'll go see my folks. I don't care. 2 hours is not that. It's not really that far, 2 hours. I mean, it's like going from here down south. It's not that bad.
No, but 2 hours is not bad at all.
It's not like your six-hour drive or anything, but still.
But even then, it should either be alternated every year.
Yes, exactly. Something like that.
Or if he's
do
he's
like
not,
Thanksgiving at one place.
And then Christmas at the other. Christmas exactly.
The other,
and then alternate.
Alternate, exactly. But
I think Giggles is on it. If he really doesn't want to go, just go by yourself. And if I were you, I'd even pack a bag and stay the night.
Yep.
I mean,
spend as much time you can with your family.
Yeah, I was going to say, unless he doesn't care for the in-laws, I could see his point. But then again,
But even then, you have to suck it up one time at least.
Exactly. Yeah. It's once a year. It's not the end of the world.
I don't like all my in-laws.
Or go the night, spend it the day before. And then, spend the next day with your family, You don't like your in-laws?
I said I don't like all my in-laws.
How many in-laws do you have?
A few.
What do you mean, a few? You're not even married.
Excuse me?
Brother-in-laws.
Oh, sister those in-laws. I'm sorry. I was thinking parents. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah.
That's okay.
I don't like some of your in-laws neither, but that's okay. That makes two of us.
Yay, high five.
Yeah.
That hurts. You scared Preston. Oh, she's seeing it got scared.
Yeah.
Definitely go by yourself. And maybe like you can only, it'll only take one time to go by yourself, and then the next time he'll go with you.
Or it might take a few times.
Yeah.
But Holly, don't sacrifice your family.
No.
Just your to spend family, time with his family.
So you can also have a Holly Jolly Christmas.
I'm sorry, Holly. Leave it to giggles.
I'm so sorry.
She meant that from the heart, too.
I had to. It was an opportunity. I couldn't miss it.
I actually know a Holly. She's a sweet lady.
Yeah.
Actually, I know two Hollies. My nephew's wife's name Holly.
Oh, really?
Yes, the one from up north. Yeah, so that's two Hollies I know. So
interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, Holly, let us know what happened.
Yeah.
And Olivia, too.
Yeah, but don't stop seeing your family, Holly, because your husband doesn't want to drive 2 hours.
Here's the thing. You don't know what tomorrow holds. Don't give up your family just for him.
No.
Life's too short. You don't know what tomorrow holds.
Yes, because your family's here today, and tomorrow or next year, you don't know if they're going to be around. So enjoy the holidays with your family. That for sure. So. Oh, boy.
All right, Papa Tony, what you got for us?
Boy, I don't know. I forgot what I... hang on.
Olivia and Holly, please let us know what happens and what you guys end up doing. We're curious. We want to
know. May the odds be ever in your favor.
Yes. We're wishing you guys both luck.
Okay, guys. I was out with my wife when we saw this drunk guy. I asked my wife, "Who is he?" She replied, 10 years ago he proposed to me, and I rejected him. I said, "Oh my God, he's still celebrating."
Oh man.
That lucky son of a bitch.
I know. Lucky bastard.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's good.
Here's one for the ladies who like to cook during the holidays. My wife asked if she could have a little peace and quiet while she was cooking dinner. So I took the battery out of the smoke alarm.
Oh! Just don't leave her unsupervised.
Yeah. Okay, Giggles, you're our brains, so this one's kind of for you.
Oh, except today you proved that you also had brains.
Well, not very much.
When it comes to the gene spot, at least.
Well, yeah, well.
He's had practice.
I know some of my alphabets. I can't get past the G spot, but that's as far as I can go.
As long as you found it.
How do you embarrass an archaeologist?
How?
You give him a used tampon and ask him which period it came from.
That's a good one.
Could you imagine?
Oh, well.
The look on their face, they'd be like, what the fuck?
If anyone knows an archaeologist out there, please try that.
You're going to get somebody arrested, Giggles.
No.
Please don't do that.
I mean, if you're married to an archaeologist, do
and
it.
And they have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
You just want to find a guy who could dig up bones for you, huh?
Uh-huh.
That girl. You like a good bone once in a while, huh? I know you do.
Oh, no, you know what? I like mine. He's good at cutting. What did we say?
Bush.
Landscaping.
Landscaping.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes.
Well, all right.
I'm all bush.
Bushing?
It's part of it.
It is.
All right, last one, guys. As I'm getting older, I've been thinking a lot about the people that I've lost along the way. And it kind of makes me to think to myself, like, maybe a career as a tour guide wasn't for me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
She said, yeah.
Back to you, Miss Giggles.
Oh, I like that touch.
That was cute. I like that.
That just makes me think of, I'm going on a tour.
Don't lose anybody, please.
It's not my responsibility.
I'm going to have fun, damn it.
Oh, that's right. You're taking a bunch of
people, other people. Yeah.
Yes, yes, I know.
She's going with other people.
I'm going with other people.
Well, you're not the tour guy, so you're safe. Yeah. Or are you? Well, you're part of it, I guess.
I'm not the tour guy.
You're responsible for some of those people.
I'm an organizer, so well,
that's
I mean,
close enough.
Yes, you are organized.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? They're old enough to figure it out. If they can't get to the destination in time, it's their fault.
And then you leave them behind. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
In another country.
That's all right. That's their problem.
And then I'll blame it on the tour guide and be like, maybe you shouldn't have been a tour guide because you lost,
lost a lot of people along the way.
Why do I feel like she's going to tell the tour guide that joke?
I'm here to help.
And then she's going to FaceTime us and be like, guess what just happened?
I'll record the moment.
Yeah, okay. Do it.
That happens all the time, though. When my wife went to, what was it, Portugal a few years ago, Fatima or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple people. One hurt herself, broke a leg, or things happen. You have to leave them behind. You can't. So accidents do happen. Be careful, people.
What about that lady that just changed her outfit and then they sent out a search party for her and she was helping search
she
for
was
herself?
For herself. Yes, I remember that.
You know, I hate. I do it sometimes because I have to, but I hate going on tours because you have to wait for everybody. It sucks. I'm like, I just want to pick up and go when I...
Well, when you go, you usually are like part of organizing the whole thing. You don't go just for fun.
Right. Yeah.
I think if you went for just fun.
Yeah.
Like if it was just us three, then we would have more fun.
Oh, yeah. But see, the only benefit to like a tour is if you've never been to those places, then you get an experience of what it looks like.
Yeah.
And then you get to go back. And do, again, what you really liked or...
Could we someday, and this is wishful thinking, I know it's not cheap. Well, not cheap. It all depends. For all three of us just to go on a cruise together and leave everybody else behind.
100%. I'll take my equipment.
I'll take our equipment. We can, I'm dead serious. I would love to, because, can you imagine the riot we would cause on that ship?
Oh, my gosh.
Or the boat, whatever. No, ship. They don't want to call a boat. They get upset. Because I was just looking at some brochures that came in the mail, and of course I love cruising. That's one of my favorite vacation. But if when you go with people like us, oh my God,
that would be
a great time.
Because everybody wants to come with us. See, that's the thing. I would love to go with fun people.
Yeah.
And I know if we were to put a cruise tour together, they would sign up to come with us.
Oh yeah.
Like what's his name? Well, the guy, Sheik.
So the Portuguese guy.
With
him.
Yeah, but can you imagine if we had to put Rockin' on the Porch tour on a cruise?
Hey, put it out there. It could happen. It will happen.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Would we make it a nudist a cruise?
No.
Well,
I don't want
to. I was just about to ask her to bring her grandma outfit. And you're over there like nudist.
And I'm all covered up.
Grannies like to have fun, okay?
Yeah. Hey, this granny did.
Yeah, you had a great time.
Yep. You came back out.
You told them about the pink lipstick.
Oh, my gosh. So the day of the wedding, I surprised your daughter and all the bridesmaids with, I dressed up as the grandma.
On the day of the wedding?
Yeah, the wedding day.
You went to the house?
Yeah, like 8 in the morning.
See that.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Well, I wasn't there, of course, but.
My mom dressed up. Well, she didn't dress up, too, but she was kind of dressed. And then my mom came in with me, and I was playing Yo No Quiero Agua, Yo Quiero Tequila, because that's like the theme song.
I did not hear about this thing.
Oh, that was the theme song from the Bachelorette Party.
Yes,
so
yes.
I'm playing it, and they open the door, and they're all, oh my gosh, because all they saw was me as an old lady, and I was wearing one of the girls. She left her jacket at the club, and I was like, you don't want your jacket? And she said, no, and it's all sparkly. So I fucking brought it home, washed it, and then I wore it. And so everybody's like, isn't that so-and-so's jacket?
And
I was like, So then she's like, where'd you buy it, Granny? And I go, where'd you fucking buy it? So I'm yelling at her across the way, and the hairstylist and the makeup artist are like, what the fuck is going on
here?
And I'm walking in, and I'm like, you look like you need a fucking shot here. And I poured shots for everybody. We all took a shot.
You know, that's funny, because you were probably there when I was there tearing down the tables and chairs. I was in the backyard walking back and forth, and I didn't, well, of course, I'm not going to stick my nose in the window.
I didn't see you.
But I was there around 8.
I didn't see your truck either.
Okay, then you must have snuck in after we were done.
What he's saying is he would have taken a shot with you.
Oh, no, yeah. I would have loved to
see
this.
Oh, we would have died laughing. Yeah. But I was cracking up because my mom was like, I'm like, Mom, I need like hot pink lipstick, you know? So my mom like made these big old lips on me.
Oh,
right?
My goodness.
I told her, this shit better not stain my skin. Guess what fucking happened? 45 minutes of me scrubbing my face, it was still...
Oh, my God.
And if you looked closely at me at the wedding, you could see the outline of the lips that she made.
Oh,
and I was like, Mom, I'm going to kill you.
But I only noticed when you pointed it out.
Yeah, because you could see that it was like... It looked... But, yeah.
I was busy that day. I didn't notice those little details. But now I'm glad you told us the story, because I would have never known about it if you didn't say it.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I ran into the sister-in-law in Thornton, and I was like, you know, I want to surprise you guys. I have a special bottle that I want to bring over. Mm. And it was the black vodka from Portugal. And then I was like, you know, and then I had another bottle that I was going to pour.
That's the bottle I saw over there. Okay, okay. Now I'm putting everything together.
Yeah.
We cleaned the house the other day. I saw this black bottle. I said... Okay, but I didn't realize it was you that brought it, though.
So I said I was just going to come by, and she was like, you're going to come by? Yeah, yeah, do it. And I was like, I was thinking about doing the old lady, but I don't know. And she's like, you got to fucking do the old lady. And I was like, well, then, you know, I still have to come home, get ready, curl my hair. That's going to take forever. Yeah. And then long story short, she asked me, I think Thursday of us setting up, and her mother-in-law was like, hey, if the girls want it, you got to show up as the old lady. And I was like, all right. So then because she said I should show up, I ended up showing up like that. And then I poured her a shot, and I was like, I told you the old lady was going to come out. It's all your fault.
So if I get married, will you do the same thing to me?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll even go to the wedding as old lady.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be hilarious? Who's that?
I would go as an old man, but I'm there already if I live that long.
What? I'm going to post a picture of me as an old lady. So if any listeners want to hire me to go to their wedding as an old lady, let me know.
But will you go to the Azores?
I'll get the party started.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going to get married over there?
Yeah. If I go married over there, would you go over there with me?
Destination.
Yeah, destination wedding. I know you don't really like that place over there, but, you know.
Well, I'm
will you sacrifice for me?
You would have no choice.
We'll see. I mean, I'm not going to make promises, but. I'll try.
Okay.
As long as it's flat ground.
Yeah. I mean, if you want me to be your flower boy or whatever, I'll go down the aisle throwing petals.
That would be great.
I'll be the
flower. I can't skip.
Okay, both of you guys.
I could drag my ass down the aisle and throw petals.
I'll dress up as the old lady and go with you.
You could come in with a walker.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could put the basket petals on your walker and I'll grab them and throw them.
Why don't we get the ice chest scooter, and then I'll just put you on the back. Rolling.
We'll see. So
oh, my gosh, it'd be great.
Make plans quick, because time is running out for me.
Oh, sorry, it won't be that quick.
Well, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. 3 minutes. No, go ahead.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
All you need. If it's done right.
Well, at least wait for the woman. Gosh.
Wait.
Is this thing on?
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
It's all yours, Miss Giggle.
Okay. 10 minutes later.
God.
Animal facts. Today's animal fact, we are focusing in on elephants.
Oh.
You know how they stretch
their
penises. Oh, I was going to say, I saw.
And
I actually saw one yesterday.
You did?
Well, not on my phone. And that's how elephants, male elephants, scratch their bellies is with their...
I have that!
Wait.
Yes. Yep, that's what I saw.
How funny!
That's exactly what I saw.
Why does that look like a fucking arm, dude? Holy
but
shit.
You see how it bends?
Yeah.
Like an S shape, that's how they are able to get to the... But that's how they scratch their bellies.
That is
and do
so
other
funny.
Things.
Yeah, well, true.
Good grief. Imagine if that thing smacked you in the head.
I sent you that video, so you can watch watch it later.
Thanks.
We're all perverted, aren't we? To a certain degree.
I'm telling you, I've never looked at so many dicks in my life until I met that one.
I mean, our engineer, that's all she's into. Male penis, I swear. I don't know.
I talked about vaginas last week.
Well, true, but... But what goes in vaginas?
A penis. And when I did mention the penis.
Okay, that's true. Get back to your
elephants. Oh, dolphins. That's yes. What it was. Okay, so elephants. The elephant penis is the largest of any land animal, averaging at 6 feet.
Holy shit. Yes. It's bigger than me.
Yeah. Bigger than me, too. That's, yeah. Anyway, it also talked about, like, there's two types of erections. One is like, meh, and then the other one's like curled up, and that's a full erection. Like, woof. You know?
What a trip.
Yeah. So, elephants use their penises for a variety of purposes, including supporting themselves, scratching themselves.
They do like a tripod.
Like, hold on. Five pod.
Five pod.
And
actually, it's a six pod. They could use a trunk too.
So. Oh yeah.
It's a six
pod. Wow.
Do you think their trunk ever scrap like shakes hands with their?
Oh, I'm sure it does. They can give themselves a blowy.
A blowy.
Yeah, they blow. You know, they blow.
Yeah, I know, but it's just funny. They can give themselves a blowy. The way he said it sounded so sweet.
Well, that's like how the Australian people call it.
A blowy.
Oh.
And they can also use it to swat flies.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Well, their tail is like this big.
So yeah.
That's hilarious. Their tail's this big and they're fucking.
Imagine being a fly and get whistles.
Imagine how far it flies. Like when it hits it, how far it goes.
Oh no.
Poor fly.
That just hit me. Man.
Now I'm going to Google videos of people getting hit by elephants' penis.
Can
you guys go home now?
I'm assuming they would probably breed elephants artificially too, so somebody's got to collect them. I mean, I don't know if they do, but they probably do.
They'd have to wear like a helmet and safety gear.
Well, I know, but just the idea of being under that animal, that would scare the hell out of me. I'm sorry.
Because even if you're 6 foot tall and that thing's coming at you, you're like,
yeah. I mean, think about dogs. Like dogs that have tails, and then they're wagging them, and they hit into you, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is just a tail.
Imagine a fucking dick.
A 6 foot dick.
What and a sometimes dickhead.
Sometimes you marry one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he could be 6 foot too. Yeah.
Like your in-laws.
I think he is.
Oh my God. We love our families, we swear.
No, we don't.
What we say is for content.
It's just for content.
Yeah, this is all for humor. Yeah, really.
Okay, moving on.
Oh, fuck, dude, I'm crying over here.
I don't know if I'm saying this right, but I'm going to try. So there's something that they go through called must.
Oh, that's when they're in heat. They get mean. They get mean. That's when they kill people.
Oh, they get aggressive.
So it's their that time of the year. Yeah. Yes, the male.
Their testosterone's level up.
They go crazy.
To 60 times higher than normal.
They go crazy.
Wow.
And yes, they get aggressive. They also have a very strong odor to them. And they do something interesting. They drip urine.
Like they're marking their territory?
On their penis. And I guess it's like, it's almost a constant thing where they're like constantly dripping urine.
So they're
their
like
penis.
A leaky faucet.
Yes.
Like,
and it makes their legs all shiny.
Is that sexy to the woman?
I guess so.
I was wondering why my legs were shiny. That's the reason.
You have a glare about you.
I thought I was putting lotion. It's self-lotioning itself. Shit. I have a glow to myself.
So glowy.
You're glowy.
Glowy with
the glowy's looking for a blowy.
Any volunteers, please. Females, preferably.
Oh, man.
Preferably, but, you know.
Hey. But apparently, we go both ways.
Desperate times, hey, I'll just close my eyes. Unless I go to Thailand.
Oh, man.
Thailand. I'm in Thailand already. Go ahead. Yeah, but in India, that's what happens when the elephants go through that musk season or whatever they call it. It's very dangerous because they go through their villages and they don't care. They'll stampede everybody.
Yeah, and imagine that's 6 foot penis. Yeah,
can you imagine
around.
Being out in your field and all of a sudden it comes to sun? You're dead meat. You can't get away from them.
Did you see Giggles dodging that penis?
Well, I'd be worried more about the tusks, but yeah. Still. But
so how
way.
Big is an elephant, though? Like, how tall can
they
get?
It's they're
huge. I know they're huge, but if the penis is 6 feet.
Oh, they got to be like, well.
Because we look like ants.
I was going to say they're probably the size, the height.
Taller
of this
than
room.
The house,
No, I'll say probably 10 feet or more, height-wise.
Okay, they weigh 15,000 pounds and stand at 13 feet.
Wow.
At their shoulder.
Yeah.
At their shoulder. Yeah. That's not even including the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember my daughter and her friend, when they were about 3-4 years old, we went to the zoo in down south, and they rode an elephant at one of the rides. It was cute, but that kid always, she always had the balls to do things that I wouldn't do, I tell you. But that was fun back then, those days, now.
That's what I love about her. I'm like, hey, want to do this? She's like, yeah, let's go.
Let's try. Let's go. Right. Never said no to anything.
Interesting. Elephants are unusual among mammals because they continue to grow throughout their lives. Though their growth rate slows after they reach maturity at 20, 30 years old. So they just keep growing.
Wow, there's no cutoff. Wow, no. That's crazy.
They slow down, but like.
But there's different breeds of animals, or elephants too. Yeah. So that's, you know.
Different sizes,
African
yeah.
elephants, and then you got the ones from India and all those. So they're different varieties, I guess.
Well, yeah, there's African savanna elephant. They're the largest species of elephant. And then there's African forest elephants that are smaller than the savanna elephants. And Asian elephants are smaller. But they are still typically larger than cows.
Well, have you... No, there's a breed of cows. I just saw them on YouTube, and I was showing my dad when he was up here. I was like, Daddy, can you buy me this cow? I was joking around with him. And he's like, holy shit.
How big she was?
The guy was pretty tall, and he literally came to, like, the shoulder of the cow. Like, the cow's leg, I'm not kidding you, just one leg was, like, this.
Nah,
it was, like, an elephant
leg. No, thank you.
It was huge. Yeah.
I'll take the little.
And what's funny is this guy's just, like, pulling this cow. Like, you got to go over here, you know, like, just, like, maneuvering the cow. And I'm
crazy.
Like, if this cow only knew, it just has to put a hoof on.
No, that's it. No, thank you. Or they don't. They don't know their strength. No, thank you.
Thank God they don't.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, dear.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Yeah, elephants. They're pretty awesome.
Well,
all animals are.
Yeah, they are. That's why I'm so fascinated by them.
You'll have a zoo someday.
Someday. That's the goal.
You think in the gift shop, you know how they like, I don't want to say bottle or pickle, but you know when they like put like a pig.
Preserve.
Yeah. So she's going to have a bunch of penises in the gift shop just preserved. Giggles is.
But they use
wild world of penis.
What are they? I know they use elephant. What do they call it? Elephant dung?
Tusks.
Shit basically for something. It's very important. They collect it, and now I can't remember what it was for. But
really?
Yes, it's very important. I Miss Google here. I'll figure it out.
I got this.
I know they collect it, and it's they use it for something else, and it's very important. So, can you imagine having that job going around collecting elephant shit?
Imagine being underneath the elephant when it shits. That probably
when
knock
it takes,
you out.
Oh, man. Can you imagine if one of those turds
I've
landed on
you? I've seen
that. Yes.
On YouTube where the guy's at the zoo and he's like trying to clean it and he's just all
pop.
I'm like, poor guy. It's probably like a wave from the ocean.
Oh,
you know
my
what
goodness.
Mean?
No.
Fertilizer, cooking gas, road filling, medicine.
Road filling.
Well, it's used to treat headaches, nosebleeds, and to assist with childbirth.
See?
Wait.
Mosquito repellent, paper, beer.
Beer?
Yeah.
I don't want to drink no more beer.
Where are they making this beer?
Elephant dung beans can be fermented into
a beer. I knew it has something to do with
a sweet flavor.
Can you imagine being the guy to have to go through that tur to find the beans to pull it out to make beer? There's people who have to do it. That's it.
Yeah.
Or a machine.
Well, they probably put it like on a sifter
machine.
Thing
and
just like wash.
Yeah. That's crazy. It's amazing how technology.
For headaches, though, like that's fascinating.
Oh, yeah. If one of those turds hits you on the head.
Yeah. Like, what do they do? Like,
I'm going to have to go into a deeper rabbit hole with this one. This is fascinating.
Now I'm curious.
I'm sorry I brought it up, but that's
okay. Oh, no, don't be sorry. This is interesting.
Giggles is going to have a whole presentation for us.
I will. I will create a PowerPoint and all.
Do it. I'll post it.
Okay. Elephant dung.
And don't forget to wear your zoo suit.
Okay.
We'll just have your hands.
The bag.
With the bag.
The bag over my head.
Yeah, that'll work. She can sit here and with a pointer.
Yeah. That would be hilarious.
Oh, man. Actually,
we'll make a whole thing out of it.
You know what? We can do that. Seriously, I don't have to be in this picture all the time. She can sit here with it back over her head. And,
just for a little segment?
Oh, no, for whatever. I'll
just stand right behind you.
Yeah. No, I know, but there's not a lot of room.
I can squeeze all three of us. That's fine. We'll make it work.
The only problem is if it's the whole time, I can't see. I'm going to have to like write all my content inside of the paper bag.
I don't want her to hyperventilate. Yeah, she gets claustrophobic.
It's not a plastic bag.
Girl, just breathe. You're already in the bag.
Yeah. Either way.
Okay.
Oh, giggles.
You ready to giggle some more?
Let's do it.
Let's listen to some dirty pickup lines.
Yeah.
Okay. I got three more for you today. First one. Hey, what's your name? I need to know what I'll be screwing tonight.
Oh, screaming.
Screaming. I need to write
that. Oh, there goes our great news giveaway, our video. Keep going.
A little
Keep
more. Going.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Talk to my pieces.
Keep going.
Okay, we're almost done. Hang on. Hang on for dear life.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Giggles ripped her fucking microphone off the table, knocked the camera. Now you give away our studio.
So sorry.
No, the studio's fine, but...
Now the camera's all wonky.
I feel sorry for your boyfriend. If you whack that thing that hard, shit.
What the hell possessed you? Fucking strong arm your...
God.
Microphone, jeez,
the clumsiness continues.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, yeah, I can read my handwriting. So yeah, let me try that again. Hey, what's your name? I need to know what I'll be screaming tonight.
I like screwing better though.
I like screwing too. I feel like that was more honest.
That was more honest because if he's not screwing, she ain't going to be screaming. So. Oh, God.
Are you taking a picture of this?
Yeah, I need a picture of fucking Giggles over here.
Our studio.
All of me or just some of me?
What's left of our equipment?
I can put Papa Tony's paper in front of my face.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Oh, she'll put a bag over it.
Yes.
All right, smile.
Just holding this.
I got you like mid-sentence.
Oh, man.
Okay, second one.
That was great.
I'm not a weatherman, but you can expect more than a few inches tonight.
What show was it? It was Jeopardy years ago. This actually, I just came on TikTok the other day, and the lady, what was his name? Trebek?
Yeah.
Yeah, Alex Trebek.
He was talking about the contestants, and one of them said that she was hoping to have snow on, because she got married on Christmas Day.
Oh.
But she said, I was hoping for it to snow on Christmas Day, but on my honeymoon, I got 8 inches. She didn't realize what she was saying.
Oh, God.
She was being innocent.
Oh, my God. You should have seen the face of Alex when she said, oh my honeymoon, I got 8 inches. It wasn't what she was
thinking. I'm like, you're one lucky woman.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's great.
Are you okay? You look like you're falling apart over there.
Hang in there.
Almost. Okay.
She's nervous.
Ever since we brought up those elephant penises, she fell apart.
I know.
I'm going to have to hang that microphone on the other end. I just saw the camera just... Woof, woof, woof. I'm like, oh,
last,
here
last
we
but
go.
Not least.
Giving all our secrets away.
I haven't done anything that clumsy in a while. It's been a while.
It was time.
Hey, you were overdue.
I was. Okay, last but not least,
Baby, I'm no Fred Flintstone, but I can make your bed rock.
That a girl. That I like. That one I like. Yeah. I mean, unless you look like Fred Flintstone, that's not going to be it. That's a deal breaker.
You know, some people anybody might wears be their a, type.
Well, I mean, barefooted with a fur, fur skirt. Oh, well.
Hey, I wouldn't it turn you on if somebody said, yeah, but I do.
Oh my God. In that. I think at first I'd be shocked and I'd be like,
if he can say it, you got to give him props.
But they got to do it right.
They got to
do it
right.
If they commit to it, then I'll be like, all right, I'll allow it. But I'm not going to lie. I know my face would be like, what the fuck? I'd be a little nervous.
Imagine like right before he...
His little feet start going. Yeah, but there it is. And then you got Barney. Everything okay there?
Hey, Fred.
You okay, Fred? Yeah, Fred.
Might as well bring in the purple Teletubby while we're at it.
Dino? No, you got Dino.
Dino.
The dinosaur. Yeah, the dinosaur. It's like
pet.
His dog.
That's their pet.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
And then the two kids, Pebbles and Bam Bang.
Oh, yeah.
What name's your kid? Bam Bang.
It's Bam Bam.
Bam Bam.
You said Bang Bang.
I didn't say Bang Bang. I said Bang Bang. Shut up.
There's no G.
There's no G.
B-A-M.
I know there's no G. She's still looking for it, okay?
Ready? Your turn.
Breaking news. Oh.
It's a sensitive paper.
He said, ouch.
Ouch.
He even made a... Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
What a shit show.
People listening to this episode are going to be like, what the?
Yeah, I hope you guys are watching on YouTube or Spotify. Yeah.
What else is new?
And if you weren't watching, go back and watch.
This is what we do for a
disaster.
This is what we do for a not living, because we haven't been paid.
Not living.
Because we can't afford a mic stand because somebody broke it.
I didn't break it.
It's on the ground. I know. Okay. That's fine.
You did not break it.
No, you're fine. Yeah, it came on.
She got nervous. She was like,
I was like, did I break it?
No, you're good there.
I'm going to make you hold it just from now on. I wish we had a camera on her.
Someday. Someday.
Yeah. Because your hand gestures and your body language, shit off the table.
I know. Well, I've been knocking coffee at your mom's house lately. So
oh, my God. Yeah. So me and my mom were laughing about that.
Oh, my God. Twice in 1 week. I knocked my cup of coffee in twice in 1 week. And it's like, I don't do it at home. And over here, I did it already twice.
It was my turn to do something.
Yeah,
clumsy.
So you're
yeah,
good.
It was in the air.
Yeah.
Well, look, I made coffee without putting water.
Yeah, yesterday she turned on the coffee pot and there was no water. And I was wondering why it took forever to drip. And I told her mom, I said, you know what? Something's wrong with your coffee pot. I haven't seen one drop. And she goes and checks. Well, there's no reason.
There's no water in
here. I've never done that.
That's okay. You.
I was out of it.
That's okay.
Yeah,
we were tired.
Else yesterday too. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But that was
okay.
So
all right. Catalina, let's go.
I'm going to leave you with this. I was getting a hand job off my new girlfriend when I asked.
You got my attention. Go ahead.
When I asked, how are you so good at this? She says, years of practice. Oh. Bit of a player in your day, were you? I laughed. Oh. She replies, no. My dad had no arms.
Oh, I did not see it going that way. Oh, no.
Either did he.
I almost thought he was going to have said, or like she was going to say, oh, no, years of practice because I had one.
Yeah, that's where I thought it was going.
Yeah.
Imagine being a nurse at an old, rest home. I'm sure. I'm sure the guys, they request a lot of things if they know what they're saying. But
oh, yeah. I told you about the one that tried to get me to stay in his room, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm sure they'd ask for much more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
I wonder how many nurses like take pity and just follow through.
Ooh. You have to. Well, they. Job for that, though.
Imagine they're like, see this quarter? You're like, yeah.
Well, they all have gloves.
Well, at that point, they're probably pawning off their drugs.
Yeah.
And like, how long would it actually take at that point? Unless they're all drugged up and they just can't get it up.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, you know.
Yeah, but he's all jokes on you.
I mean,
what if you end up spending like 15 minutes and just goes,
girl, that's it.
What kind of job is that?
That was him.
Oh, that was him. I thought it was her.
Well,
girl, you know what? If you're there,
you're dripping.
Your time's almost up. Enjoy. Let the poor people enjoy themselves. I mean, I know it's disgusting, but still, someday everybody's going to be there eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody, but.
You know. Going around giving free services at a nursing home.
Never say never, Giggles.
Yeah, never say.
I guess.
She's going to have a booth outside her door.
You might call it caroling, but hey, we call it something else. Yeah.
I'll collect the cash. He'll be security.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't have a chest to put a badge on, though.
She's like, I can do two at once.
Oh,
I love embarrassing her.
Yeah,
you got really excited there.
He got nervous. He didn't know if he wanted to grab the coffee. What he
was like, what are you doing with your hands there?
Rolling up my napkin here.
Speaking of hands, my hands are getting tired.
Okay.
You can wrap it up.
Okay.
My hands are getting tired.
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have broke the microphone. That's your fault. Bay fate.
It gets tiring holding on to this all the time.
You'd think you'd be a professional by now.
Mine's too far away. Oh. My back is itchy. Okay.
We look over and Giggles is like this, holding her microphone.
Scratching her back. You want me to read it for you?
She's flexible.
Okay. Did you want to read it?
No. I can barely read my stuff.
Lately, I can't even read my handwriting.
No.
I need to get better.
Screwing.
Same thing.
Hey, you should read it. Look, it looks like screwing, kind of.
I like screwing better.
Yeah.
Me too.
It was a happy accident. Okay. Wrapping it up, if you all have any questions for any of us or want to share a story or joke, feel free to reach out on our Instagram at Rockin' on the Porch, and we'll do our best to answer them in the next episode. Show some love by following, liking, and reviewing our podcast on the platform you listen on. If we were able to brighten your day even just a little bit,
Man, she's off today.
She's on a good one.
Yeah,
with our stupidity, then go ahead and share this podcast with your friends and family that have a sense of humor.
Somebody's feeling neglected.
Yeah. She can't find her G-spot. Now she's jizzabing everybody.
Yeah. It's in the back. She can't reach.
Anyway, thank you for listening and talking with us. Until next week, and don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Have we ever got let you get through one?
Well, without us.
No, it's been a while.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Point. What's pointing?
Towards your G-spot.
It's on your back.
This away.
Yeah. We'll put lights, that neon light sign showing.
We'll be like the people at the airport.
Yeah. Those cones. Yes. Oh, well. Very good. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
You like
my... Yeah, she's doing it with the stand.
Leave the stand alone.
Thank you, listeners. Thank you for submitting your questions. We hope to hear more from you guys, and we hope that we help you guys. And let us know what happens if we do give you advice, whether it's good or not.
Well, it's not bad. It's just...
It's our honest opinions.
Our honest opinions, exactly. You know, that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the show, hey, you're on your own.
Yes. Along for the wild ride.
Yes. So. Yeah.
All right, you guys.
We'll see y'all next week. Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.